There are so many of us who struggle with overeating and guilt eating. We constantly feed our emotions. We eat with so much of guilt. It's a never-ending, vicious cycle. Most of us are surrounded and confused about the food that we should eat. We're confused about feelings and emotions. We're confused about fitness. While you need to feed the physical body, we also have to learn how to feed parts of us that want to be more peaceful, more balanced, and restored. It's not your fault that you have been struggling with overeating. You can get help and you can heal your relationship with food. You do not have to do this alone. No matter what, we are all lovable and we are all worthy. No matter what our weight is, no matter what the color of our skin is, no matter where we've come from, we are all worthy and deserving of love and respect. Strict dieting is not a solution to food and weight problems. In fact, strict dieting is one of the main causes of food and weight problems. Overeating doesn't mean you are weak or worthless. It simply means you are emotionally hungry and full of feelings. Full of feelings that may be suppressed. Full of feelings that you are finding difficult to express. Now take a deep breath. Inhale through your nose at your own pace. And a long, slow exhale. Let's take another deep inhale. And a long exhale. Always remember, as we inhale, our tummy rises. And as we exhale through our nose, our tummy deflates. Now listen. Listen carefully. Listen to understand. Do not listen to respond. Do not listen to judge. Do not listen to react. Just simply listen to understand. While you continue gently to breathe, listen. You might think that your problem is with your eating and your weight, but your problems go much deeper and they can be resolved with the right kind of help. That help can come from within you. Your body has a natural weight range and it will settle into it when you stop dieting and you stop overeating. You can find this perfect range, you can accept it, and then you can begin to love your body. Your overeating is either an attempt to stuff down your pain, or as a result of diets, or maybe even both. Your main problem is really with your thoughts, your feelings, and your needs. Whenever you find yourself emotionally eating, you know you're dealing with a feeling or a need that is not fulfilled, or a particular thought that doesn't sit well with you. So you feed that emotion. So the problem is never really with the diet. It's never really with your weight. It's with your thoughts, your feelings, and your needs. Every time you overeat is a cry for help. The best way to deal with your weight and find its natural range is to learn how to deal with how you feel and quieten down your unkind mind. Unkind mind? Yes, that part of your mind that makes you feel miserable about yourself. That part of your mind which makes you feel unworthy of love and respect. That part of your unkind mind that makes you feel guilty for eating food that you truly want to eat. You can either deal with your feelings that you are eating over, or you have to deal with the feelings caused by overeating. Overeating helps you to ease your pain for a short period of time, maybe a few seconds, maybe a few minutes, maybe an hour. But in the long run, it only causes you more pain. You need to know that your tears will end and stop if you let them out. If you cry out your tears, they will end and they will stop at some point. Your anger will calm down if you express it in responsible ways. It is not your fault that we come from a culture that is obsessed with weight, diets, and just looks. Once you learn how to fully feel your feelings and quiet your unkind mind, you will be able to eat delicious foods in moderation, maintain your weight, and feel happy. Once your deeper needs are satisfied, you won't need to turn to food to try to satisfy them. When you feed your emotional hunger in healthy ways, you will not need food to satisfy your physical and emotional hunger. You will use food to nourish survival of trillions of cells within you. You will use food to feel good about yourself. As you learn to fully express your feelings, you will feel satisfied with a healthy amount of food that is right for your body. You do not need to base your eating on your ever-changing ways of emotions. Your emotions will constantly change, but you do not need to base your eating on them. You can learn to handle your emotions in healthy ways that will not leave you feeling worse, and you can feed yourself lovingly no matter what you feel. Remember, food cannot replace the void of loneliness, the void of love, the void of anger, sadness, envy, negativity, greed. Your challenge is to eat delicious, tasty, wholesome, satisfying food every day. When you are hungry and stopping to eat, when you are full and comfortable. And this will lead you to your weight range, a feeling of happiness, and break the cycle of overeating and self-hatred. Take a deep breath. Inhale through your nose. And slowly exhale through your nose. Getting over overeating is not about eating perfectly. It's not about being on a diet. It's about learning to be honest and loving with food, healthy with emotions, and kind to your thoughts and actions. Every day matters. Every meal counts in terms of how lovingly you feed and nourish yourself, treat yourself, speak to yourself, not in terms of calories, not in terms of punishing yourself with fad diets, not in terms of punishing your body with extreme exercise. By you punishing you, it makes you already believe that you are unworthy, that you've made severe mistakes, and you are unforgiving to yourself. That puts you into a negative emotional turmoil that only affects you, affects your hormones, affects your weight, affects your emotions, and keeps you in the vicious cycle of guilt, overeating, and self-punishment. Overeating will not solve your problems. It will only make them worse. Somewhere between what the dieter inside of you thinks and what the overeater in you wants to eat is a loving, healthy, nutritious, delicious amount of food. And you can learn to eat this way. Food must be wholesome and delicious, pleasing to the eyes, pleasing to your nose, pleasing to your taste buds, pleasing to your mind, pleasing to every cell in your body. Imagine if you could speak to yourself the same way you would speak to a young child that you love, or a precious pet. If a child came to you filled with tears, anger, or fear, would you be mean to them? Would you give them a bunch of food and tell them, eat this food and feel happy? Or would you be kind and comforting, hold them close, hug them, make them feel safe? Imagine if you could speak to yourself that same way. Emotional problems need emotional solutions, not food. If you find yourself turning to sweet food when you're not hungry, maybe you need some more sweetness in your life. If you find yourself turning to comfort foods when you're not hungry, maybe you need more comfort and love and care and nurturing in your life. Maybe from your spouse, from your partner, from your loved ones, from your family, from your boss, from your colleagues, from your friends. Food's not going to solve that problem. If you find yourself turning to crunchy food, you may be angry or upset. You need to find safe ways to express your feelings and emotions. The craving to overeat is a clue. That means you are probably having big feelings or unkind thoughts. Or if you have been dieting and restricting yourself, you may be truly hungry. You may be feeling truly deprived of food and low on energy. Your mind may try and convince you to focus on food and weight. It might not want you to go deeper into your emotions. The unkind mind believes it's protecting you from having to feel pain. But in reality, it's actually causing you more pain. Guilt and overeating causes you more pain. Your unkind mind may keep you reaching out to others for help. It may keep you from reaching out to others for help. You may think, I can do this on my own. I don't need anyone. But you may need help. You can be honest about your feelings and express them. You don't have to believe everything you think. If an unkind thought pops up, you can remind yourself, I have no clue if that's true. A lot of our thoughts and fears build their own illusions and their own stories. So you do not have to believe everything that you think. Even though people will not be worthy of your trust, and you think you may not be able to share your feelings with most people, there are always some or one person that you may share them with. Find that person. Build that relationship. Express your feelings. Your unkind mind may try to convince you that food is your only friend, but that's not true. Food pretends to be your real friend. But you're not supposed to feel worse after hanging out with a good friend, are you? When you overeat, you probably feel comfort while doing it, but you feel lousy and horrible and angry with yourself when you're done. When you do something truly kind for yourself, you usually feel good while you're doing it and good afterwards. So good food is meant to make you feel good while you're eating it and even after that. Focusing on your deeper feelings is hard, but it gets better over time. The cycle of dieting and overeating is hard, and it only gets worse over time. You are not bad if you have eating and body image issues. You are in pain, and you need the right kind of help. Remember this, if extra food or overeating could solve your problems and pain, it would have by now. If you believe that food solves your problems, you shouldn't be having any more problems right now. Or every time you have a problem, it gets solved by food and you don't have the same problem again. But it doesn't work that way. You need compassion, help. You need loving foods and limits, not another diet. No food will ever satisfy emotional pain. But we can learn, you can learn how to face your pains and heal. It is possible to learn how to eat when you are physically hungry and stop when you are comfortably satisfied. It is possible to unlearn all the bad habits and break all the myths our society has taught us, and learn to eat delicious food and feel good and healthy. It is possible to find healthy ways to comfort yourself and sweeten your day. It is possible to ride painful emotions until they pass. It is possible to upgrade your unkind mind to a peaceful and quiet mind. It is possible to have a full life rather than just a full stomach. It is possible for you to spend your precious time on this earth thinking about more than just the size of your body or just food. Food can satisfy physical hunger, nourish your body, and provide some pleasure. But you can never satisfy loneliness, anger, shame, sadness, guilt, or anxiety with food. You deserve to have a healthy relationship with food, feelings, and your body. Be kind to yourself. Every time you find yourself overeating, revisit those emotions. Learn to face them. The more you face them, the more you ride them, the quicker it gets out of your system.